It's Marketplace Tech for Friday the 14th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. Right now, Samsung has the second best smartphone sales in the U.S. You can guess which company is number one, even if you haven't seen all 10 Steve Jobs biopics. With this week's release of two new devices, the South Korean tech giant hopes to move past Apple, the Samsung Galaxy S6 Edge and the Galaxy Note 5. Credit where it's due. This company kind of invented the large-sized phablet, but they are not cheap, and the smartphone market is way more competitive now. Ramon Lamas is research manager at IDC, and he says Samsung's latest phones want to be the cream of the smartphone crop.
What makes this really important for Samsung is that the Note is one of the key devices that have kept Samsung well entrenched at that high end of the market. And with its Edge device, Samsung has, you know, multiple bullets in the chambers, if you will, to stay at that high end of the market.
One other perk of getting a new Samsung device, by the way, if you get it through T-Mobile, you'll get a Netflix subscription free for a year. An interesting move in a market where two-year plans seem to be going out of style. Part of the beauty of a big phablet or device is that it's great for gaming and video. Of course, for both, you usually have to turn the thing sideways. And if you shoot video with your phone still vertical and post it, comments on the web will not be very charitable, unless they come from New York Times technology columnist Farhad Manju, who is saying that vertical video, it's the way of the future. Farhad, are you really making this argument for real?
Vertical videos are okay. For a long time, people got upset when you started to take a video on your phone. If you held your phone vertically, that somehow was like a travesty. Throughout the history of cinema, we've had widescreen images, and you know, your TV is wide, your laptop and desktop computer screens are wide. And so people expect moving images to be wide. Your phone is tall, and if you're primarily going to watch them on your phone, which more and more people do nowadays, there's nothing wrong with that.
It started out, people were shooting videos with their mobile devices. When viewed on the web, people were taking them to task for shooting them in a vertical way. But now that people are watching a lot of video on their mobile devices instead of on the web, and a lot of video is being shot with mobile devices, it all works out.
Yeah, and it actually is the case that the horizontal videos, that looks kind of bad on your phone, because if you don't turn your phone to watch those videos, they're tiny, and people find that annoying. The correct way, the old correct way, actually turns out to be wrong on your new devices. Just watching videos on your phone is becoming kind of the hugest thing in media. We spend something like 30% of our time now with vertical screens, basically phones and tablets. So at some point, you know, vertical videos will become the way we watch video.
Are you telling me that in the near future, the appropriate way to shoot if you're a video content creation startup is going to be vertical?
If you're making a feature film, your video is going to be on movie screens, and movie screens are currently wide. So you should probably make it wide. But if you're doing something for an app, you know, Snapchat has a huge section for publishers, Facebook does, you should do it vertically. It's going to result in higher engagement. People are going to watch your video and watch it in the way it was intended.
Blowing minds, trolling web surfers. And making strong arguments, as always. Farhad Manju, he is the technology columnist for the New York Times. Farhad, thank you very much.
Thanks so much.
We have tweeted a link to Farhad's column this week. We are at Marketplace Tech. It's Silicon Tally time. My guest this week is Engadget senior editor Devendra Hardawar. Devendra, you ready to try to stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news?
I am ready.
All right. 100 companies.
Would that be the amount of companies under Google, under its new operating structure?
You're not far off, but this is actually approximately how many companies have some form of Alphabet incorporated in their registered trademarks.
But they also got a pretty good URL right now. It's abc.xyz. That's pretty great.
All right, what do you got for me?
Okay, first number for you is 30.
30 what? Can you give me a unit of measure?
30 statements?
How long the official Google blog was announcing that the company was going to split up?
Actually, the approximate number of tweets from Tinder's epic rant on Tuesday.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It was interesting to me to discover that Tinder was actually pitching its Twitter rant to people before the Twitter rant started.
Oh, yeah. Nothing can happen in this world without, you know, some PR prep. I guess they got the publicity on their end of their side of the story, but it probably isn't all the sort of publicity they wanted, too. A lot of people were criticizing them for this.
It's pretty ridiculous. All right, I got another one for you. You ready?
Okay.
4.4% depreciation.
Oh, is that how much China lowered the value of its currency?
Well done, sir. You have been paying attention to the news. Well done. The impact on tech, by the way, Apple may be one of the biggest losers from this move because China's this huge market for them. All right, what do you have for me?
The number 5.
Does this have to do with the latest Samsung phone?
Perfect. They just announced the Galaxy Note 5, the fifth iteration of its giant phablet phone.
Devendra Hardawar, senior editor at Engadget. Devendra, thanks for playing along with me.
Thanks for having me.
I'm Ben Johnson, and that's our show today. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.